Hey everyone, God bless. I'm Coffee with Pastor E, aka Reflections. I want to bless your life. Let's pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we are so thankful and blessed that you have given us another day, Father God, and we pray that this word that we are going to release, let it refresh, renew, and restore our lives by the power of your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You know, my topic of my reflection today is the moment, time, and place. The scripture we want to use is Joshua chapter 10, verse 22 to 24. Then Joshua said, "Open the mouth of the cave and bring out those five kings to me from the cave." And they did so and brought out those five kings to him from the cave. The king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, and the king of Lachish, and the king of Elam. So it was when they brought out those kings to Joshua that Joshua called for all the men of Israel and said to the captains of the men of war who went with him, "Come near, put your feet on the necks of these kings." And they drew near and put their feet on their necks. You know, as I reflect on his word, this story in the book of Joshua chapter 10, I'm able to learn that sometimes we can't fight our battles at that moment, time, and place. But like Joshua, he sealed the kings in the cave so that he would be able to handle it later on. So what can we learn from this? That by leaving things for later on is not a sign of weakness or vulnerability or not dealing with it things at all, but a sign of just waiting for the right time, moment in God to give you the victory. You know, hashtag the Joshua spirit. Hashtag put your feet on the neck of these kings. Hashtag Pastor E. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We glorify your name. We worship you, Lord. And we pray, oh Lord, that we may find the moment, the time, and the place to handle things. And Lord, not evade it for nothing, but handle it when it's the precise moment that you want us to handle it. Because you always come on time. Bless your people today. And Lord, that we may act upon this word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.